messy and inconsistently applied across the country that you never know from one moment to another whether or not there's a legitimate concern here, which is substantive pros and cons of a development, or is this about, you know, you want to extend your garage and suddenly a tunny fire has been discovered under your property. So I think there needs to be, I think you're absolutely right, that we actually need to go back to the drawing board and come up with a piece of legislation which has consistent principles across the country, applied to urban areas and applied to natural environment, consulting everybody with a property right or a right in a community, including Māori, including local people, and including those who don't have the loudest voices either. You know, somehow you've got to consult with everybody.
Okay. Matthew, see, I thought we had this consultation process now. Anyway, I don't have any issue with consulting with Māori on cultural issues or town planning, urban planning, whatever, where there are areas of significance to them, but not whether or not somebody builds an apartment block. It's got none of their bloody business. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. And the problem with the Resource Management Act, which, let's face it, Nick Smith is a, you know, mad, swivel-eyed environmentalist himself and generally supports it. I mean, I don't think we should think that he's a person who's uncomfortable with the Resource Management Act. But anyway, the general problem with it is it was written by Geoffrey Palmer and supported by Simon Upton of the National Party to say that absolutely everything in New Zealand is forbidden unless you get a consent, unless it's allowed. Well, it should be turned around. Everything in New Zealand with your own property should be allowed unless there's a good reason for it to be forbidden. And the whole system needs to be tipped on its head so you can basically do whatever you like with your property unless, for good reason, the local council says, well, no, you can't particularly do that thing.
No, I don't agree with that.
Until we make that fundamental change, we will continue to go, we will continue with a system which basically allows socialists and extremists to prevent people from doing what they want with their property.
That's right. No, so you've got to have something that doesn't allow the NIMBYs to take something to court for ad infinitum for years because they just don't like development. There has to be a system where you actually get to measure the pros and cons of a particular development, and that's right. But you're never going to – what the Productivity Commission is proposing, Matthew, is something much better than that. They're going, look, we're going to have separate objectives and principles for urban areas. So, yes, you can say this area is for entertainment, this area is for residential, this area...
Right, and different stuff for the natural environment and that kind of stuff. Yeah, all right.
That's great. They're not saying everything's permitted.
Just hold on to that. We'll come back and talk more about this in a moment. Matthew Hooton and Josie Bagani on The Huddle. It's coming up 12 to 6.
After a long, busy day, nothing beats coming home to this. And nothing beats getting a spa for an incredible price. Alpine Spa's premium spa pools, swim spas, hot tubs and saunas. Over 30 Canadian design models to choose from starting at just $4,995. Buy direct and save thousands on what their competitors charge. See New Zealand's largest spa pool showroom at Alpine Spa's 9 Sylvia Park Road, Mount Wellington. Alpine Spa's.
It's not time to make a change.
Cat Stevens, one of the greatest singer-songwriters of our time, returns.
I'm being followed by a moon.
Live on stage and celebrating 50 years of his life and songs.
Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world.
Yusuf Cat Stevens. Wednesday, December 13th at Vector Arena, Auckland. Book now at Ticketmaster.
Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild.
There's only one payroll you'll ever need. Crystal Payroll. It's feature-rich, up-to-date, simple to use, and flexible enough to meet today's needs and tomorrow's. Visit crystalpayroll.co.nz or phone 0800 799 899.
I sold my home through LJ Hooker and can't fault their enthusiasm, commitment and passion for property. I highly recommend them.
List with LJ Hooker today.
LJ Hooker. Nobody does it better.
Licensed REAA 2008.
News Talk ZB Auckland Community Notices with Danske Möbler Furniture. Superb sofa sale on now. Hurry in for savings on the latest looks.
If your charity, sports team, school or community group has an open day, reunion or fundraising event planned at any stage, tell Auckland's biggest radio audience about it with our free community notice board. Head to the What's On page at newstalkzb.co.nz and submit your notice now.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Möbler Furniture.
Furniture.
NewsTalk ZB, it's now coming up 10 to 6. Jesse Pagani and Matthew Hooton on the huddle. Let's stay with the RMA, Matthew, because here's what I think. I think this is a major, it appears anyway, to be a major constitutional change. Otherwise, why would the Maori Party hold out for this? A covert, dirty little operation behind closed doors. That's what I think. I don't know whether it's going to force the issue of a 50-50 deal on resource consents for local government, for councils. But what I suggest is this. This is going to cost national voters. What do you say?
It is. This is good for the Maori Party if it goes through, because they will have delivered to their constituents. It's good for ACT, who are standing up against it. It's good for Winston Peters, who will be standing up against it. And it is bad for the National Party. And do not rule out, though, a serious backbench rebellion. Do not rule out three MPs crossing the floor. They would be Maurice Williamson, Joe Goodhue, Lindsay Tish, people who have nothing to lose, people who have been badly treated by Bill English. Do not rule out that those three MPs cross the floor and stop this bill from being passed.
Yeah, the only thing with Maurice Williamson, he's got a nice little job in LA waiting, but we'll see. Josie, what do you say about that? This is going to cost national votes, I think.
Well, yes, and it's also going to cost New Zealand. So if we end up with an RMA that's been amended to hell and it's hatched up like a donkey, then we're going to end up with inconsistency, instability. So you know, you imagine putting in, you're doing $1 billion development and you've got this kind of instability ahead of you. And I think the way that they've got around it, and this is why we do need to just go back to the drawing board and start again, that there's absolutely a case for Māori to be co-managers of rivers, of the Uruwera Lake and so on.
Yep.
The problem that people have got is that the RMA is being used as some kind of treaty settlement process, and it's gotten very confused.
And can we make one broader point, one very important broad political point? Look at the political problems this government has faced. Housing, the Kermadex, water, the Resource Management Act. Who is the person who those issues have in common?
Nick Smith.
Everything he touches is a disaster. He should be fired. He is not a person with sufficient mental stability to have high office, and the only reason that he is in office is because of his close personal friendship with the Prime Minister.
Yeah, but Matthew, you talk about that. I mean, I've heard about the stuff with Smith. Every time I've talked to him on air, he's a very intelligent man. He sounds rational, I've got to say, Matthew.
Well, how is it that every issue he touches, any issue he has ever touched, as a politician, has always been a disaster.
Josie, we've got 30 seconds each on this. Compulsory voting, are you on for this or not?
Absolute crock. No, I don't support it. If you can't go out there and generate votes and get people to vote for you, then think about your message and think about what you're asking people to vote for. I mean, the point of democracy is that you go out and persuade people to vote for you. If they don't want to vote for you, they're probably making quite a rational decision. And so, I just think this is a crop. And my favourite party was in Holland recently, the non-voter Net Stemmers Party, which represents everybody who doesn't vote, and they were saying they're going to get into Parliament to do absolutely nothing. That's their promise, and they will never vote in Parliament.
All
no,
right.
Compulsory voting isn't going to solve the problem.
And you're on the same page, Matthew?
Total nonsense. It's something that's pushed by the extreme left. They want to make it illegal for young people to stay at home and not vote, and they hope they'll show up at the polls and vote for the Greens or some other radical party.
Thank you very much. That is Matthew Hooton and Josie Pagani on the huddle. It's coming up 6 to 6.